And on the line now of Pat Bracken, Director of Corporate Services with the National Standards Authority of Ireland. Good afternoon, Pat. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I have to say, just reading the stats, 124,000 admissions to emergency departments every year to home and leisure incidents. Wow.
Yes, it's a startling statistic when you look at it, and I suppose when you look out at the day today, you know, the change in the weather, what a difference a day makes. But we're trying to bring this to people's attention. We're specifically asking people to look out for standards when they're involved in DIY, gardening, all these home improvements activities that in the good weather, we just sort of go with the flow, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate from our experience, people really only start to look for standards when something has gone wrong. So from NSAI's perspective, what we're trying to do is make people aware so as they avoid maybe some of the pitfalls that might arise later.
Okay. A lot of them happen in the garden, in the home. What's the main contenders that you find that end up in hospital?
Well, I think with 124,000, you know, there's a wide diversity of them. I suppose one that you sort of would bring to people's attention is ladders in particular. I suppose one, it's not an environment that we're used to being working at heights, but ladders can be one of the main causes of DIY incidents, and in fact they account for up to 2 deaths a year and approximately 220 injuries. So in that context, we are saying to people, if you're buying a ladder or if you're renting a ladder or hiring a ladder, first of all, make sure that it complies with the standard. And I always hate to quote numbers of people, but there is a standard called ISEN 131. And that actually addresses that the ladder is suitable for stability and durability. So that's fine if you get a ladder that meets the standard. But again, standards are only one part of the equation. And what we actually say to people is, then you always have to use the product that it was, as it was intended. Because if you don't use it as it was intended, then the standard actually can't protect you from that. So there are some basic things that we say to people there is obviously ensure it's placed on a flat, firm surface before you actually use it. But also, don't lean to one side of it, you know, keep the body weight between the rails. And if you can, and it's not always possible, always have somebody at the foot of the ladder just to hold it for you, and also to ensure that no passers-by run into it and actually cause an accident itself.
I suppose as well, a lot of people with the lengthy good weather that we've been having, that, you know, people are chancing things that they wouldn't have done before to save money, as well as the weather being good. Like some things can be quite expensive, so people say, oh, I can do that myself, and don't put too much thought into it.
Well, that's it, and unfortunately, you can see as well from the statistics, most of these accidents, unfortunately, happen to males, and you know that can be the thing of, you know, the coming and getting the power tools and not reading the instructions or not using them as they were intended. So, you know, as you say, people are now, because of the extended good weather we've had, people are out and about, and they're taking on jobs that wouldn't be normal to them. And particularly what we're saying to people in the context of power tools, lawnmowers, hedge clippers. First of all of those products should be CE marked when you're buying them. And the CE mark is the manufacturer's declaration that they comply with the harmonized standards for health, safety and environmental protection. So you're getting a manufacturer's declaration that this product is fit for purpose, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I say, when you're out in the garden, the issue is ensure that, one, you're using the product as it was intended. And particularly now, we're seeing a lot of electrical garden tools, and, you know, you've got trailing cables, which I know on more than one occasion I've actually cut through myself. So, you know, taking care that you've got the area clear and that you don't have these cables causing safety hazards in themselves.
I suppose the power water things that people, I know they're banned at the moment, but when they were using them, stretching them out and all like that, I've seen it myself as well. You'd be safe, all right, but water, electricity, not a great mix.
Not a great mix. And again, when you mentioned the good weather, like, you know, people may have planned to do electrical work out in the garden today. Today mightn't be the best day to do it. Yeah, it's not a good mix. But most of these tools, because they're CE marked, they will have incorporated safety triggers that will cut them out in those environments. But what we would obviously suggest is prevention is better than cure. So, you know, look at the conditions and ensure that the conditions are right for the job that you're going to take on.
And now people say, for instance, when you're buying food, like, you have to read it really carefully, for instance, to make sure if you're saying Buy Irish, where, you know, some of it, it's not false, but it, you just have to read everything as well. The same thing apply with when you're buying anything here. Can there be false declarations on some of the stuff with the CE mark on it? Do you have to watch out for anything in particular?
You're dead right, and unfortunately that is a concern. You know, we are asking people to be aware of what a CE mark looks like, and we would address people to go to our website, nsai.ie, and they will actually see what that looks like. There are unscrupulous people in the market, and they are putting products on the market with fraudulent CE marking. So a person buys a product thinking that it complies with the requirements, then only to find afterwards that it doesn't. I suppose if I was to try on radio to describe the CE mark, what I'd say is look very closely at it. The C and the E actually can form two circles. And if you're looking at the E element of it, the center line in the E should be shorter than the two external lines. So that's a way of helping, but I think visuals are better than me saying, so I would ask people to go to our website and see what that mark looks like. And I suppose the remedies effectively are, like, you know, if a person buys a product and they feel that, one, it's either unsafe, dangerous, or in fact fraudulently sold as being CE marked, they should inform the retailer of it, because the retailer has a responsibility here on ensuring that the supply chain is correct. And it may turn out that this was a once-off issue, and in that case, the person would be entitled under their normal consumer protections for repair, replacement, or refund. But if you're still not satisfied about the product, our colleagues in the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, they operate a market surveillance activity, and they have the right, actually, to seek for products to be removed from the market if they feel that it has breached the CE marking or health and safety regulations.
Okay, Pat, I was just going to ask you now, for instance, about the standard in Ireland. It's much higher than a lot of the parts of Europe, isn't it?
Well, I think CE marking has actually brought in a harmonised standards. So I think with CE marking, you're getting that manufacturer assurance that the standard is consistent across Europe. And that may also be from countries where they have manufactured a product for the European market. But I think, as you already identified, I think the difficulty is you do have locations or countries where products are being made substandard, and then fraudulently a CE mark is being put on them and they're being put into the market. And, you know, while customs and consumer protection try to stop these products coming onto the market, as you can appreciate with the volume of trade, it's not possible to police everything. And in fact, we're even guilty ourselves of this, because we're going buying online.
I was going to say that must cause a problem with the amount of people that are buying online now. That's the next question I was going to ask you.
Yeah, because we're circumventing all the controls then at that stage. So when we're saying to people, obviously the adage of buying from reputable either shops or online retailers, make sure it's a reputable organization or company you're buying from. I think that has to be one. The other one is, unfortunately, is if it looks that the deal is too good to be true, chances are that it is. So it is that case of buyer beware and ensuring that you're not being sold something that is substandard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cheap doesn't always mean good.
Unfortunately not.
Okay. For instance, do people have to be vigilant themselves? Or do you, if you, say for instance, if you hear of a new big major shop opening, do you go and inspect or anything like that? Is the monitoring going on?
No, that's not the role of NSAI.
Okay.
Actually, NSAI's role is the development of standards and then helping companies to apply those standards. As I said, most of CE marking is actually a manufacturer's voluntary declaration that they've met with the compliance requirements. There are certain areas, such in the areas of toys for children and in electrical goods, and like those goods that we're talking about for gardening and things like that, it's mandatory that CE marking is applied to those.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking, as I say, for a retailer that has a supply chain and has documented history that the product they're buying meets the requirements. The market surveillance, as I said, is operated by the Consumer Protection Commission, and they actually do that on a risk-based approach and also then based on any advice that might be given to them from consumers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people should be visiting themselves, because a lot of people are quite blasé, Pat, and I mean, if they're in a shop and a child picks something, they want it, and they don't inspect it, that sort of thing, so people should be quite vigilant themselves.
And that's, I think you're correct, that's our message. Our message is that unfortunately people only start wondering about standards when something has gone wrong. And what we're saying is make the decision on standards before you actually make the purchase. And the first, and obviously because there's over 20,000 different standards in place, so you're not going to have the complete list of standards on the side of a product box. But what you will have is you will have the CE mark, and it says that's the manufacturer declaring that the product you're buying meets the standards for that product. And that CE mark can be either on the box or it can be on the product itself. Not all products require CE marking, and that's an important point to note. So, like, you know, I think we'd focus on toys. So if you're buying toys for your children, ensure that they may have a CE mark on it and that it's a valid CE mark. If you're buying electrical equipment, and even in the case of gardening and DIY, if you're buying personal protective equipment like earmuffs or goggles, make sure that the CE mark is on those. And as I said, that's giving you an assurance from the manufacturer that they have actually manufactured it to the relevant standards.
Okay, Pat, what sort of items would not have the CE on it that relatively safe? I don't need a whole list, but just give me an example of one or two.
Oh, there would be numbers of products. And as I said, some manufacturers may decide to apply a CE mark to a product where others may not. So it's not black and white, mm-hmm, as regards what would have to have a CE mark on it. And I suppose if you're looking in the area of possibly clothes, for example, in some areas, particularly in children's nightwear, you'd be expecting to see a CE mark on that, which is protecting from inflammability.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you look at adults' clothes, there would be no requirements for those.
Okay, do you get many calls and queries from the public if they're unsure? Do they call you a lot?
I think the people are primarily getting their advice from the website,
mm-hmm,
and then they're going, and as you said, a lot of people are making those informed decisions. I think the difficulty for us is actually that people call us after the event and they're saying, is there a standard for this product? And as I said, the difficulty of saying, is there a standard for a product can be made up to comply with multiple standards. So if you were to take, for example, a garden power tool, that will have to comply with a number of electrical standards. It will also have to comply with health and safety standards, and it will have to comply with environmental standards. So you could be looking at 20 to 30 standards for a small product.
Mm-hmm.
But what the capping stone, or what brings that all together, is the CE mark. And the fact that the manufacturer is declaring that they've complied with all of the standards for that product.
Okay, now the NSAI.ie, all the information is on there, so people need to be vigilant. I mean, even if it has the CE mark on it, people should still have to be careful in their use. We have, I have Irish Water on the programme quite a lot, and one thing that's always brought up is about, as you said yourself, the vigilance is needed with toys for kids, because a lot of the little things you'd buy, water wings, or maybe these little pools that were talked about recently as well, so that's an extra case for vigilance for parents.
Oh, it is, and as you said, there's one category of product that has to be CE marked. So if you're buying toys that are used for children and play, and particularly even in the water safety, it has to be CE marked. And we would be advising people, if it's not CE marked, don't actually purchase it. But the other point, and we're always very adamant on this, is also even the CE mark, that tells you the product is manufactured to a standard. But what you have to do is ensure that you're using it then in accordance with the manufacturer's advice with the product. And particularly in the area of water safety, you may buy, as you say, a water wings or rings, which says that that product meets the requirements of the standard. But the manufacturer will also say in it, do not leave children unattended near water.
Mm-hmm.
So you've actually got to ensure that by accepting the standard is there, that you don't reduce your vigilance in how you're actually using it.
Okay, you don't become complacent because you feel
exactly.
that the child is safe. And as you said yourself, a lot of people can be a bit remiss in not reading up on the instructions because it looks complicated. Or it's so, though sometimes, I have to say, there's a few things I've often picked up and it's you need a magnifying glass sometimes to read some of the stuff on it.
I know, it's when you look at that, and as you say, you tell people to read it, and then you look at it, and I don't know what font they use, but the font is so small. I know personally, and you know, my eyesight is getting challenged as I get older, one of the things I start using now is the mobile phone, and use the camera, and expand it, and at least now it allows me read the instructions.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Of seeing what it is, you know?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Anything else, Pat, before I let you go?
No, I think what we would suggest is, you know, standards touch every aspect of people's lives. As you look around you in the house, the mobile phones, the washing machines, the cars, the toys, they all have to meet specific standards. And the main reason for that is to ensure that they're easy to use, they work properly, and they're safe as possible. So at this time of the year, what we will be saying to people, and just as you'd said earlier, if you're going to buy something, it takes 2 seconds to check, is there a CE mark on it? Does it comply with the standards? And that gives you some self-assurance that what you're buying is fit for the purpose it's intended.
Okay.
And when you've done that, then use it as the manufacturer advised. And I think then hopefully people will have a very happy, enjoyable summer and that all these DIY jobs will get done without any incident.
Yeah, and I think people will be like myself when I read it, 124,000 admissions to emergency department in this year alone. That's a shocking statistic, so people really need to be vigilant, especially if they're shopping online.
Yeah, and as I say, don't become one of those statistics.
Okay, and you can look up nsai.ie for all information on the safety authority. Thank you very much for talking to us on the programme, Pat.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.